This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The idea of genomics as a mainstream's only been around a decade, and joining us is Dr. Kent Weigel, professor and chair of the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's here to discuss the latest in genomic traits.
Just briefly, how genomics works. Cattle genome sequence happened around 2005. 2009 was the first kind of widely available genomic testing. It was really expensive, right? It was $225 or $250 per test, which is great if you have a bull at an AI stud or you have a donor female for, you know, embryo transfer or IVF. Not so great if you want to test your replacement heifers because it's just too expensive. And so one of the things that we did then in like 2010, 11, 12 here and with some collaborators was, how do you make this cheaper? And that led to the introduction of all these new chips that offer $35, $40, $45 an animal. So it reduced the price, you know, five or six or eight fold from what it was initially. And that allowed the technology to just then explode, right? Because technology that you can't afford is not that valuable.
Comments from Dr. Kent Weigel from the University of Wisconsin-Madison on the latest regarding genomic traits.
The newer traits, specifically feed intake, is the hardest of these because it's only measured on a few thousand animals in this genetic reference population. The folks who provide this index, lifetime net merit, had to change the way they did it. They calculated these relative values, not quite as accurate, so we want to put less weight on it. Most of the other traits are measured on the national population. The health traits, most of the farms provide data. So those are pretty accurate, at least like 70% reliability, whereas the feed efficiency is much, much lower. You see milk yield, protein yield in that case going up. You see some other traits not necessarily going up. So female fertility is one that declined until recently, and at least, especially in Holsteins, I think also in Jersey, it's leveling off now because we added after 2000, I think 2003 or 4 or something, we added daughter pregnancy rate, and we've added a few other measures. So that one's leveling off. And so sometimes it's a matter of improving the things you like. Sometimes it's a matter of protecting the things that you don't want to give up. So maybe offense is selecting for higher protein yield. Defense is making sure that daughter preg rate or other measures of female fertility don't get too low. So we're trying to accomplish both those things. So steps we have to go through. And the big one is reference population. You got to have a bunch of animals where you have their genetic test results and you have measured the trait that you care about. And then making selection decisions are pretty straightforward. But it's really been integrated into the existing genetic evaluation program almost seamlessly once you have that reference population. You can use the same management tools. I think that's the one clear message. Some of these things like the sex and beef semen and allocating that to really be planful in your replacement heifers 2 years from now, I think that is a big thing that you could do with or without genomics. You'll do it better with genomics, more accurately, but that you can do. There was an announcement here not long ago, a few weeks from BAS, that they're going to partner with Zoetis so the genomic data flows right back in to all your tools that you use in Dairy Comp. I think that's going to be really nice. I haven't tried it yet because I don't think it's actually live, but I think that's been a challenge, is that you always had to deal with, here's how I manage my herd over here, and my genetic selection stuff is over here. It's like two different things. They really shouldn't be. It should be all part of the overall management.
It's Dr. Kent Weigel, professor and chair of the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Coming up tomorrow on our Policy Thursday, we'll head to our nation's capital and visit with National Milk's Chris Galen. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.